Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
So I was on a coaching call yesterday with a new client, and we're talking, and he was telling me one of his challenges is he's so passionate about the work that he does that he gets really consumed by every engagement. And it's like, they do up a scope of work and they agree on some deliverables, but then he kind of throws all of that out the window as soon as the engagement begins, because he's just so committed to creating value for his clients that he's willing to do whatever it takes, even if it's outside the scope of the work or even if it's above and beyond what he committed to doing. And so he's explaining this to me and he says, look, I love what I do. I would do it for free. And that line really struck me, because he wasn't just saying that. It wasn't like a throwaway line. Like you could tell from the tone of the voice, he actually meant it. He's like, if I had to, I would do this for free. And I thought, wow, isn't that something to aspire to? As much as we like to talk about money and we like to talk about revenue, and we aspire to build a business that's of a certain level, and that's important. And don't get me wrong, the guy that I'm talking about, he makes a good amount of money. He earns a high level of revenue. But ultimately, once you hit a certain limit, that's not going to be what gets you out of bed in the morning. The money is not going to be a motivator. The money's a motivator in the beginning when you're trying to get to a certain level. But once you have a certain standard of living, then money's really not the motivator. It's the intrinsic reward that you get out of doing the work. That's the motivator. And so I think a real goal, a more meaningful goal to have, is to get to the point where you can say, like this guy said, I would do this for free if I had to be so connected with the work, to be so motivated by creating value for your clients, that if money was not part of the equation, you would still do the exact same thing. And it probably sounds crazy. You're probably thinking to yourself, I would never do this for free. But it's a good question to think about. What would you do for free? If money wasn't an object, if you didn't need money and you could do anything for free, what would you do? I think this client that I'm talking about, it sounds to me like he would be doing the exact same thing, because he's really zeroed in on what his unique ability is. He's really zeroed in on what his area of expertise is and where he can provide the most value for clients. And you can tell by the way he speaks about his work that he really would do it. If money wasn't an object, if he was a multimillionaire and didn't have to work anymore, he would keep doing the same thing. He would keep serving clients. He would keep consulting. He would keep writing. He would keep doing his thought leadership. He would keep doing exactly what he's doing. And I think that's a very worthwhile goal to aspire to. That when money is no object, what would you do with your time? How would you spend it? And I think if you're truly operating from a position of expertise, if you're truly creating value for clients in a way that only you can create value, and you're being rewarded for that expertise appropriately, then your answer should be something to the tune of, I'd keep doing what I'm doing right now. Maybe some things would change. Maybe you wouldn't work with certain clients. Maybe you'd structure the work a certain way. Fine. Details aside, if you're truly operating from a place of deep expertise, then there should be no other option. There should be no, I would go do this instead, or I would go into that field instead. Because when you're coming from a place of deep expertise, you're in your sweet spot. You're maximizing the value that you bring to the world. And that's a powerful thing. So if I look at this client that I'm talking about, he could do other things, but his contribution, his impact, the value that he's creating would not be as significant as it is in the work that he's doing right now. So I want you to think about what that means for you. Where are you maximizing value? What work that you do is just so valuable that anything else pales in comparison? And are you enjoying that work? Is this the kind of work that you would do for free if money was no object? Think about that, and I think the more that you gravitate towards that kind of work, the more the money will come.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.